Good morning. I want to thank to the organization the opportunity to share with all of you the result of my study. The organizations that are in the study are the UNESCO Chair on Visual Health and Development and the Government of Catalonia, the Department of Health. No relationships to disclose. Then, the objective, the aim of the study is to analyze the distribution of visual impairment in the adult population of Catalonia and its relationship with socioeconomic and labor status. Probably most of you know amply the numbers of visual impairment and blindness in the world. And in this context, it is clear that visual impairment and blindness becomes an essential aspect of public health, especially in industrialized countries where the aging population leads to increased disease burden of vision loss. When we started to make this study, we thought in two important issues. Without data, we cannot assess the magnitude of the problem. And there has been no study that provides this type of information in Catalonia. In order to refresh where Catalonia is and where Spain is, here you have the Spanish, the European map. The pink country in the south of France is Spain, and at north of Africa, border with the Mediterranean Sea. And here in Spain, we can see at the centrum, Madrid is the capital, and the green color at the northeast, there is Catalonia. And this is the area where the study is made. This is a cross-sectional study in the population greater than 15 years of age, almost 16,000 people, 7,881 men and 8,045 women, based on data from the Catalan Health Survey 2006. The Catalan Health Survey provides relevant data to guide policy decisions and to explore aspects of health and disease from the perception of the citizens. That survey is an official statistic and is population representative. Home-based personal interview with a structured questionnaire for the adult population is the way to collect data. And the survey had only 6 specific questions related to vision. There are 3 dimensions of variables, vision dimension, social demographic dimension, and labor dimension. Visual impairment is the categorical dependent variable measured from the question, do you have a serious limitation of vision that it's impossible to watch TV at 2 meters even with glasses or contact lenses, or are you totally blind or blind in one eye? Other independent variables related to vision are visits to the eye doctor, use of eye medications, and chronic disease as cataract or glaucoma. Sociodemographic independent variables are age, sex, educational level, income, and social class. And labor independent variables are employment status. Logistic regression models were used to calculate the adjusted odds ratio by age, civil state, educational level, income, and employment status. And here we have the main results. This table is a description of the sample, and we can see that almost 10% of the population of Spain, of Catalonia, sorry, has more than 75 years old. Most of them are Catalan people of the rest of Spain, and only 8% of them are foreigners. Most of them have secondary education. And I would like to clarify 2 things. In Spain, there is a public health system that offers universal coverage. And then you can see at the end health coverage that almost everybody has this coverage. 67% public coverage, health coverage, and 30% a mixed coverage. And the other thing that I would like to clarify is that these data are from 2006, and it was before of the crisis that we are now living. In Spain and in Catalonia too, we are in a very financial difficulty moment, and numbers of employment, for example, are now very different than this one. Unfortunately, unemployment is now 22%, that's a huge result. Here you have the descriptive of impaired vision in men and women over 15 years. We can see that 4.7% of the population has visual impairment, 0.1 has blindness, 8.2 has cataract, but this number includes not only the people who has cataract, but the people who has already operated. And eye medications and eye exams, these values are higher for women than for men. Visual impairment prevalence according to socioeconomic and labor status we can see that higher prevalences of visual impairment are in people older than 75 years old. And these higher prevalences are in lower level of education, in lower levels of income, and in lower social class groups. Group 5 has a 7.5% of visual impairment and is higher in women than in men too. And unemployed people has more prevalence of visual impairment than workers too. Here is the result. The prevalences of visual impairment increase in most disadvantaged groups. Group 1, where group 2 and group 3 are non-manual workers, and group 4, A, B, and group 5 are manual workers. And we can see that prevalences increase in most disadvantaged groups. Group 5 of non-skilled manual work are the highest prevalences. And these prevalences are higher in women. And differences between women and men increases from class 1 to class 5 too. Logistic regression were adjusted for the rest of variables, and we can see that the risk of visual impairment in people older than 75 years old is almost 5 times higher than younger people. Civil state, we can see that people living alone have higher risks to have visual impairment. In lower levels of education, the risk of being visually impaired is 75 to 78% higher, and in lower levels of income, the risk of being visually impaired is 36% higher. Unemployed people have 75% more risk of being visual impaired than workers. The results show that in the study population there are socioeconomic and gender inequalities associated to visual impairment and blindness, as occurs with other aspects of health. The most unfavorable self-report visual impairment in the Catalan population corresponds to seniors and women having lower levels of income and education. This is the first time that visual impairment of the citizens of Catalonia was analyzed. A negative surprise was that there are only 6 vision-related questions in ESCA, in comparison to, for example, 63 smoking-related questions. During the study, it was observed that questions analyzing vision could be improved. A careful analysis of industrialized countries' health surveys was undertaken to find the best question related to vision. Subsequently, proposal for 5 new questions was submitted to the Catalan government for the new for the next ESCA. Fortunately, the authorities were sensitive to the need to include the questions. Currently, the latest edition of the ESCA now includes new questions, which will more accurately study aspects as visual impairment at far and near distances, cataracts, people with and those who had been operated, refractive error corrected with spectacles, blindness, and ocular pathologies. Evaluation of this data and their association with the socioeconomic, gender, and labor status gives the government more tools for health policy planning and social planning. Thank you very much.